16. You know this verse very well, right? You memorize? Aaron, did you memorize this verse? Yeah? Okay. Then close your eyes and you recite. Hey.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Yeah. Well done, Aaron. Very good. So we know this scripture very well. I want to focus on something here. I preach on this this verse many times, so many times. But today I want to focus on just one point here. Okay. For God so loved the world. For God so loved the world, not just loved, but so loved the world. Now, if there is a person who was misunderstood big time, now that's got to be God. God was misunderstood for big time, many times throughout the history. Now, so many people misunderstand, thinking that God is mean God, that God is angry God, that God who judges people with thunder, and God who even throws the people into the lake of fire, hell. And have you ever heard this question? We say, no, God is not that mean God. God is love, Bible says. 1 John 5, right? God is love. And then people say this. If God is love, then how come God sends people to hell? Have you encountered this question before? Yeah? What do you say? Well, God did not prepare hell for people. God prepared hell, lake of fire, for the enemy. That's the devil. Hallelujah. But people who refuse to believe in Jesus Christ, rather they follow the devil, they will be end up in the lake of fire where the devil will be. God never intended to prepare hell for people. Bible says, God so loved everybody. God loves you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now imagine yourself being misunderstood by somebody. Maybe your loved ones, your husband or your wife or your mother or father, your loved ones misunderstand you. Big time. Continuously. How would you feel? So here we can see God, okay, has been misunderstood. And still is. Oh Lord Jesus, God is love and His nature is love. God cannot help Himself but to love you. That's who He is. Hallelujah.
Amen.
All those wrath and the consequence, the lake of fire, the judgment, is because people have chosen, okay, the wrong path. And that is the consequence of it. Okay, now in this verse, God so loved the world that He gave His one and only Son. There's a problem here. God wants to give His Son. God wants to give His only Son. But people wants to receive something else other than Jesus. God wants to give His Son, which is the best gift, but people want something else. God wants to give His Son, but people want joy. God wants to give His Son, People want the pleasure of this world. God wants to give you His Son, the only Son. But the people want something else. Now this is the problem here. Okay? What God wants to give it to you? If you match with God's desire, God's intention, you will be blessed. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But what God wants to give it to you, but you want something else, there's going to be a problem. Although God wants to give you the best, but if you're not ready, you cannot enjoy it. You cannot enjoy the gift. Today, I pray that what God wants to give it to you and what you want from God matches. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Okay. Now, we can think why many people want something else. Why many people are seeking something else other than His Son. I believe it's because they do not see the value of the Son. And today we want to explore the value, okay, the importance, the preciousness of God's Son. Because when we see the value, then we are going to, our desire will match God's intention. Because we do not see the value of the Son, Jesus Christ, although God wants to give His Son, which is everything to us, we can make a mistake by seeking other things. So today, I pray that through this message, your eyes will be open to see the value of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I pray that your mind will be open.
Amen.
2 Corinthians 4:4 says, the enemy, the God of this age, has blinded our minds. Blinded the minds of the unbelievers.
Yeah.
And the moment we receive Jesus Christ, we are born again in our spirit, but our soul, our mind is still in the darkness. So even if we hear the wonderful message of the Word of God, the Gospel of God, if our mind is closed, then we cannot receive it. We cannot understand it. So yesterday, at TLS, we studied the lesson, right? The illustration of you brought the camera. Wow, I'm so happy you brought it. Here, come. You're standing. So yesterday's chapter 5 of God's Economy, we talk about this, right? That this lens is the mind, your mind. The film is your heart. And the light is divine light. God, there's a light, right?
Right?
So you need three things to take a picture. Lens, film, and the light. Your lens is your mind. Now, have you experienced taking a picture with this lens closed? Have you experienced?
Yes.
Yeah?
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 Yes.
I did too. Took a picture. Oh, what happened? The lens were closed. If your mind is closed, you cannot take picture.
Yeah.
Listen. If you open the film of the Apostle Paul in the New Testament, you will see many beautiful pictures of Jesus Christ. How about your film? How about your heart? What kind of picture you have in your heart? Is it Jesus or something else? Now, today, God wants you to take a picture of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Jesus is the content and you are a camera. You're only taking picture and Jesus will be impressed upon your heart. You will contain Jesus. Amen? Yes. First thing you got to do is you got to open your mind. Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Open your mind, right? Not only open your mind, you got to have a pure heart. The film. If the film is occupied or improper, then you cannot take picture. So how many of you want to take picture today of Jesus Christ?
Amen. Amen.
You want to take a picture?
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Okay, you can be seated. Now, you have to have the desire, okay, to take a picture of Jesus Christ. And that starts with seeing the value of our Lord Jesus Christ, okay? All right. Let's say, let me give you an illustration. just to make, help us to understand a little better. Let's say there's a group of kids, a small children. They're playing here. But when you came in the rural place, maybe somewhere in rural place, the small kids are playing with the stone. But when you went there, you found out they're playing with the diamonds. Okay? So you come up and try to take the diamond. So what are you gonna do? You're gonna go buy banana and bring banana. Hey, hello. Can I get the stone? Can I exchange the stone you're playing? Here's a banana. And the kids will be, well, I'm hungry, right? So they don't see the value of the diamonds. They don't know. They're blinded. So you give the banana. They will take banana, right? And can I get the stones you play? And they'll give the stones, right? So you have a handful of the diamonds. You put in your pocket. How would you feel? You feel good, huh? How about that? They have no idea, right? Because you see the value of the diamonds, the small little diamonds, it will cost millions of dollars, right? But now you got big diamonds like this, 10 of them. You see the value of the diamond, but the little kids, they don't see it. Because they don't see it, they will just give it to you. If they see it, they will not give it to you, right? Hallelujah. So do you see the value of our Lord Jesus Christ? If you see the value of Jesus Christ, listen, as soon as you walk into the door of this church meeting hall, the building here, I believe you will be excited. I believe your heart will beat faster. When we praise the Lord, when we call on the name of the Lord, I believe your heart will be stirred up. Because we are seeing, we are coming to our Lord Jesus Christ, who is God's only Son. Oh Lord Jesus, I pray that none of you will come to this meeting hall out of religious activity, out of something to please somebody. No, out of fulfilling my duty as a Christian. No, we come to the meeting hall to meet one person, and his name is Jesus Christ, and he is the God's Son, only Son.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. If we don't meet Jesus Christ, we are missing the target. Missing the target means, in the Bible, it means it's a sin. Sin is missing the target. If you hit the target, then you are very good. Hallelujah. Amen. If you miss the target, that's a sin. Amen? I also prepare another illustration. This is real money. Jesus, you love money too much. You know I love you. So here's a 1 manon. 10,000 won. How is that? You know the value of 10,000 won? What's the value of 10,000 won? What's the value? You can eat 짜장면. 2 meals a day. Yeah, 5,000 won, that's 1 meal. So 2 meals a day, that's quite a bit, right? So this value of 10,000 won is quite good, isn't it? In your country, it might be 10 times more, right? Is it 10 times more? Okay, so the value of 10,000 won. What about if I do this? I crumble it. Does this change the value? What about I step on it? I step on it. Does this change the value?
No.
No? Still 10,000? Doesn't change the value?
No. Throw outside. So that I
can. Throw outside? Throw there? Listen, your eyes are here. Oh, your eyes are glued here. Why? No matter if I crumble, I spit on it, I step on it, right? You still see the value. You know if you take this, you can go outside, eat wonderful meal. One 짜장면, right? Or kimchi jjigae, right? Because this is enough, right? You know the value, right? You see, when you know the value, you will see it differently. You will treat differently. You will see, you will approach differently. Hallelujah!
Amen.
This will go to my pocket. Came out. If you see the value of our Lord Jesus Christ, you will perceive Him differently. You will see it differently. You will expect differently. Hallelujah. Okay, that's what I want to talk with you, okay, today. Okay, now, Bible says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only son. That son is all-inclusive Christ. Everybody say, all-inclusive Christ.
All-inclusive Christ.
Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
This all-inclusive Christ means his son, Jesus, is all-inclusive Christ, right? It means that he is everything. He is all things, he's everything. He meets all requirements of God. Not only God, he meets all the requirements of us. Okay, listen. First of all, Jesus Christ is the embodiment of the Father. Embodiment means he's appearing God. God is invisible. Okay. I have to explain this again. I think I explained it to you last, and I will explain again. There's three brothers. Come, go quickly. Three brothers. Okay. I'm going to explain to you very clearly. Okay? Jesus Christ is all-inclusive. He's all-inclusive, okay? Another word to say is he is all-inclusive, and he is process triune God. Jesus Christ is the process triune God. Okay? So, the process triune God is a spirit. Here's the, let's say, illustration. Father, Son, Spirit. We believe in the triune God. Amen?
Amen.
There are three, but they're one. Three in one is in you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
If you see the value of this triune God living in your spirit, listen, your life will be different. You will act differently. You will talk differently. Okay, so here, the Father is invisible. Bible says God is spirit. We cannot see the spirit, right? So it's invisible. But he loves you so much, he wants to reveal himself, his love, his life, his goodness to you. So what happened? He manifested. He embodied in the Son. He appeared in the Son. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So Father became the Son. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Isaiah 9:6. Do you have that scripture? Just Isaiah 9:6. Okay, look at this now. Okay, let's read it together. Begin. The child is born to us, the son is given to us, and his name will be called Mighty God, Eternal Father. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So the child is born. Who is that child? That child is what? Mighty God. A son is given. Who is that son? Eternal Father. Son is the father. Child is God. How is that? It's a mystery, huh? You cannot understand. You can never understand with intellectually the importance of triune God, but you need to experience it. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Okay, here's a so God, Father manifested in the Son, and Son incarnated, right? He came, he died, he came in the flesh, he lived, and he died, he rose again. When he rose again, he became a life-giving spirit.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So he became a life-giving spirit now. So Jesus, now we're trying to see the value of Jesus, right? Jesus is God. Hallelujah. And Jesus is also man. He is God-man. But that God-man now has processed, went through the process and became spirit. So in spirit, there's a Father and there's a Son. And the Son is God-man. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And that spirit has entered into you.
Amen.
Has entered into you.
Amen.
In your spirit, you have Jesus, who is all-inclusive.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
In your spirit, you have Christ, all-inclusive Christ. So if you want to know the value of Jesus Christ, you have to return to your spirit. You cannot go to some conference or mountain to find out. The answer is in you.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
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 Oh, praise the Lord.
Amen.
Okay. So with saying that Jesus Christ is God-man, now I want to use John chapter 1. To see the value of our Lord Jesus Christ. To see the value of God's Son. Okay, so I'm going to summarize to you the book of John chapter 1. Just from the John chapter 1, I will show you the value of our Lord Jesus Christ. Are you ready?
Yes.
Amen?
Amen.
Alright, let me go to John 1. Okay, John chapter 1. Oh, praise God for the book of John. Okay. Book of John is very important because it connects from Genesis to Revelation. Okay. Book of John, the subject of the book of John is life and building. Okay? Jesus Christ is not only the life, but he's the building. He's the building of the church. Now, so in chapter John chapter 1, there are six elements, okay, of who Christ is, the value of our Lord Jesus Christ. Okay? We already mentioned that Jesus Christ is God-man. So let us find out, okay, the six elements of who he is in John chapter 1. Okay, verse 1, let's read it together. Begin. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, this verse out to wake you up. This verse out to just open your eyes. Because in the beginning, that's the beginning of the creation. In the beginning was the Word. Even before you were created. Even before Adam was created. Before, in the beginning. Or even before the beginning of the world. Okay? There was the Word. So the Word is a person. Hallelujah. The Word is a person. The Word was with God and the Word was God. So this Word is Jesus, we know. Because in verse 14 says, the Word became flesh, dwelt among us, tabernacle among us. So, I want you to see, the first point of the book of John chapter 1 is, Jesus Christ was the Word. He's the eternal Word, and he's the written Word. He's the spoken word. He's the healing word. If Jesus say a one word to you, you will be healed. You know the story of centurion, right? Yeah. His servant was very sick, and he says, please just say the word, Lord, and my servant will be healed. He's a healing word. Hallelujah. He's a healing word. And he's a rhema word. He still speaks in you. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Okay. So, second point. John chapter 1 verse 14. Let's read it together. The Word became flesh and tabernacle among us. Okay. So here's the Word, the eternal Word. He is God. But then he became tabernacle. Meaning he came in the flesh and dwelt among us. Oh, praise God.
Amen.
Praise God that God did not just stay in heavens. But he came. He came. He visited this earth. He visited you. By becoming the tabernacle. Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 Okay, this is Jesus. Jesus was the Word, but he came as a tabernacle. He incarnated in the flesh. Okay, let's go to the third point. Verse 29. Read it together. Begin. Behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. Hallelujah. Okay, what was the first element? Jesus was the Word. Meaning he's the eternal God. Alright? He's the eternal God. And then he came in the flesh, tabernacle among us. Second. Third, not only he came in the flesh, but he was the Lamb of God. He died on the cross to take away our sins away. Hallelujah!
Amen.
Oh, Jesus Christ solved the problem of S-I-N, singular sin, which is talking about person. You are sinning because you are born sin. Do you understand? Because you are born sin, singular, you sins. Okay? Plural. You don't become sinner because you have committed sin. No. You born sin, and then you are sinning continuously. Okay? So Jesus Christ took care of this sin issue and sins. Through your words, through action, through your thought. He took care of sin and sins. Once and for all, on the cross. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, he's the man. His name is the Lamb of God.
Amen.
Praise the Lamb of God.
Amen.
So you see the value? Jesus Christ, he's eternal God, eternal Word. He came in the flesh, and he died on the cross. Not only he died on the cross, verse 32. Look at verse 32. Okay, begin. And John testified, saying, I beheld the Spirit descending as a dove out of heaven, and he abode upon him. Amen. So here Jesus, when he died on the cross, okay, after 3 days, what happened? He became a life-giving spirit. He became the dove. The dove signifies Holy Spirit, right? So when he was alive, after the baptism, before he began the ministry, when he was baptized, right, the Spirit as a dove came upon him. right? And he's abode upon him. So that signifies that Jesus Christ is not only he died on the cross, but when he rose again, he became a spirit. Now, this spirit who is Jesus Christ, he lives in me and in you. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Oh, praise the Lord.
Amen.
He's a dove. He's a spirit. 1 Corinthians 15:45. Let's read that. Begin.
Last Adam became a living spirit.
So, the first Adam is in the book of Genesis. God created the first Adam, right? He committed sin. God had to send last Adam, who is our Lord Jesus Christ. And when he died on the cross, he finished Adam. We are no longer in Adam, but we are in Christ.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
If you are in Adam, you will be perished, right? But if you are in Christ, you have eternal life. So, Jesus Christ became a life-giving spirit. Jesus is now the spirit. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Okay, John chapter 10, verse 10. Let's read that together. The thief does not come except to steal, kill, and destroy. I have come that they may have life and may have it.
Abundantly.
May heaven?
Abundantly.
Oh, hallelujah!
Amen.
Listen, Jesus does not only give you life, but he gives you abundantly. Meaning, we need to enjoy Christ as our life. Enjoy Christ as our life. Enjoy Christ as our food. Enjoy Christ as our water. Who quenches your thirst. Enjoy Christ as our breath. He's the living air.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
He's your food. He's your drink. He's your air. He's your life. Amen. He's your everything.
Amen.
Come on, talk to somebody. He's your food. He's your water. He's your breath. He's your everything. What do you need? What do you need? Jesus. Come on. Oh, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
I just asked you, my brother. Jesus Christ is your life, is your food, is your drink, is your breath. What do you need? He says, love. He misses his wife too much. What do you need?
Jesus.
Amen. Jesus is your love. Jesus is your joy. Jesus is your peace. Jesus is your strength. Jesus is your life. Jesus is your everything.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
Do you see it? So he gives you life and abundantly. All right?
Amen.
Okay. So let's go to the... Okay. Yeah. 2 Corinthians 3:17. Listen. The Lord is the... Spirit. Now remember, you have to remind yourself, you cannot see Jesus, visible Jesus. Okay? Who, raise your hand if you have a Jesus picture. In your house or your car or whatever, if you have a picture of Jesus, raise your hand. Nobody has a picture of Jesus? You have? Where? Pakistan? You raise your hand? No? Okay. Tell your wife to not have the picture of Jesus, because that's not Jesus. You know? Okay. The picture you have is not the Jesus, okay? Yeah. Jesus is no longer has form. He's a spirit. Hallelujah. Remind yourself, my friend, every day, Jesus Christ is a spirit now. Okay. So, okay, let's go to the order here. Okay, Jesus Christ, the value of the Son. He's the Word, the eternal Word. And then he?
Tabernacle.
He came in the flesh, and then he? Lamb of God. He died on the cross, and? He died, the Spirit. He became the Spirit. Okay, the next one, verse 42. Okay, begin. He led him to Jesus, looking at him. Come on, read it together, begin.
He led him to Jesus, looking at him. Jesus said, "You are Simon, son of Jonah. You shall be called Cephas, which is interpreted
Peter." Amen. Amen. Okay. You can see, in John chapter 1, you see the six elements of Jesus Christ. And these six elements, okay, tells us actually this whole story from Genesis to Revelation. These six elements is good enough for us to realize the value of God's Son. Okay? So now the fifth one is a stone. Jesus Christ is not only the Word, is not only the tabernacle, okay? It's not only the lamb, it's not only the dove, but he is also the stone. Hallelujah. Amen. Here, Peter's name, okay? Cephas, the Peter's name means rock, the stone. Remember, upon your confession, upon your name, Peter, I'm going to build my church. So that word Peter is rock, the stone. Upon that confession, that is talking about rock, right? Jesus Christ is the rock. Jesus Christ is a stone. He is the first of all founding stone, foundation stone, and he's the cornerstone, and he's the top stone. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Founding stone means there's no other stone to build a house, build a church, build a heaven. There's no other stone but the stone of Jesus Christ. Alright? He's the founding stone and he's the cornerstone, meaning that we need to rely on Jesus Christ and not anything else. Because Jesus Christ is the cornerstone. If you miss the cornerstone, the house will fall. And not only is he the cornerstone that whom we need to rely on, but he's the top stone. Top stone is an expression of the house. Jesus Christ is the expression. And perhaps if you look at the Revelation chapter 21, the New Jerusalem, there God tells us that we are the jasper. God tells us that God, the element, the material that God makes the New Jerusalem is full of pure gold and jasper and different kinds of stones. Okay? So we are actually jasper. Tell somebody, you are jasper.
You are jasper.
And that jasper, the color is a dark green. Green signifies life. So jasper is full of life. Listen, we are full of life of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And one day, as a corporately, as one body, as a New Jerusalem, we are going to express the triune God.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, we are eating Jesus. We are breathing Jesus. We are taking in Jesus. We are inhaling Jesus every day. And then Jesus is growing more and more. And one day, you are going to be full of Jesus.
Amen.
You are going to be filled with Jesus.
Amen.
You're going to be a jasper.
Amen.
Fully expressing the triumph of God.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
Listen, Jesus Christ is the stone, and that signifies that only Jesus Christ can build a church.
Amen.
Only Jesus Christ can build a New Jerusalem. Only Jesus Christ can build the house of God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, God wants to use you. God wants to use the church to build, okay, to build his kingdom. Church signifies kingdom of God, right? So, the only way you can build the church is that when you become stone. When you become stone. Listen. In the tabernacle, it were made with wood, right? Wood, and there's some gold, also the stone. So here's the process. First, we were the dust. We were made out of dust, right? But then, dust became the wood. Hallelujah. And the wood becomes stone. And the stone becomes gold. Precious stone. Now, if you are a believer, God wants expecting us to become stone. Like Jesus Christ. Precious stone. Hallelujah. I want to show you some picture here. Do you have a picture? Okay, very good. Can you recognize this? Can you recognize that?
Wood.
Yeah. Does this look like wood or stone?
Wood.
Huh?
Stone.
Make up your mind. Wood? Stone.
Wood.
What does this look like?
Wood.
Okay. It looks like wood, right? The shape and texture, right? Isn't it? It looks like wood, right? But actually, this is a stone. So what happened? We call it petrified wood. Petrified wood. What happened? Originally, it was a wood. But then the element of wood came out, and the element of stone added in, and then eventually this wood has become stone. Listen, we are just a mere human being, but now what is happening right now is our self is going out. The element of our self is going out. Hallelujah!
Amen.
Our soulless life is going out.
Amen.
Every day through the cross, through the resurrection, through the Spirit, through the Word of God, our soulless life is going away.
Amen.
Hallelujah! Devilish life is going away. Selfishness is going away. Pride is going away. Arrogance is going away. Amen?
Amen.
And what's adding in? The element of our Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The element of our Lord Jesus Christ is being added every day through the Word by eating Jesus. And then one day, you and I, as a corporate church, corporate body of Christ, we are going to become a perfect new Jerusalem.
Amen. Amen.
Petrified wood. Tell somebody, you are a petrified wood.
You are petrified. You are petrified wood.
Amen. One day, nothing of yourself will exist. Everything about you, the humanity of your side, the sinful nature, all those things will be gone. Come on, listen to me, say. She's so excited. Begin to preach now.
Amen. Amen.
Listen.
Amen.
One day, all of the elements of the sinful nature that we have in us will be finished.
Amen.
And all of God's Son, Jesus Christ, the element, His divinity, His humanity will be added on, and we will become like God.
Amen.
We will become like God in life and in nature.
Amen.
We are not becoming Godhead. No, I'm not saying that. But we will become like God. We will become God in His light and nature.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
This is God's economy. This is God's purpose. God wants to make you sing like Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Because Romans 8:29, right? In the image of what? The firstborn son. Who's the firstborn son?
Jesus.
When He died and when He rose again, did you know that Jesus Christ became the first son? This is a mystery. Mystery. Jesus Christ became the first son. If He's first son, we are what? His twin brothers. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, praise the Lord, the mystery of God's economy. One day we are becoming just like Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Are you excited?
Yeah.
Huh?
Amen.
You're not excited?
No.
There's nothing in this world can satisfy you, can make you happier, can make you more excited and more, I don't know, what's the right word for that?
Ecstatic.
Oh, thank you, brother. Nothing more ecstatic than becoming like Jesus Christ.
Amen.
In his divinity and humanity. No, not even 1% of worry will exist on that day. Not even 1% of fear will exist on that day. Not even 1% of anxiety will exist. Not even 1%. 0.00001% of disease will exist. Oh, on that day we become like Jesus Christ. Same like Jesus. How is that? This is God's economy. When you see the value of this Son, what He's doing in you, we should be excited about gathering together on the Lord's Sunday to lift up His name, to dance for Jesus,
amen,
to celebrate. Hallelujah. Not only excited with ourselves, we should bring the non-believers. Amen.
Amen.
We should invite. Amen.
Amen.
Okay. So the last one here. Okay. Verse 51. Okay. So let's go over, please. Okay? The element of Jesus Christ in John chapter 1. First, He is the Word. And then, that means that He's God, right? And then His?
Tabernacle.
Yeah, His tabernacle. He became the incarnated Christ. Incarnation. Tabernacle. And then, He's the Lamb of God, he's a sacrificial lamb, he died on the cross, and he
stole.
He became alive to his spirit through resurrection, and then he became the stone. The stone, the building of the church. He's building his church through you. Amen.
Amen.
And then what is the last point? Oh, wonderful. So you can find this in the all these things, you can find in one chapter. This is amazing. Just go back today, when you go back, you should read John chapter 1 and meditate. Okay, verse 51, let's read together. Begin. And he said to him, truly, truly, I say to you, you shall see heaven open and the angels of God ascending and descending on the Son of Man. Hallelujah. Now this ascending and descending, when you hear this, what are you thinking? What's the story of, whose story that tells us ascending, descending of the angels on the ladder? Huh?
Jacob.
Yeah. Genesis, right? When he was at Bethel. Now Bethel means what?
House of God.
House of God. So he's talking about house of God here. Okay? Yeah. House of God. Jesus Christ is a ladder and the angels are going ascending and descending. Listen. The angels are ascending to talk to God on our behalf. The angels are descending to serve us. How is that? Praise the Lord. Here is just, the angels are serving, right? On our behalf, on the behalf of church, the house of God. So, Jesus Christ, the last point is, he's the house of God. He is the New Jerusalem. Oh, praise the Lord. Oh, praise the Lord. When we become the New Jerusalem, that will be the perfect reflection of the house of God, who is our Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, praise Jesus. Do you see the value of our Lord Jesus Christ? Oh, praise Jesus. Look at the Revelation. Now, last scripture. Revelation 21:2. Okay? Okay, next verse. Huh? That's the last one? How about 21:2? You don't have it? You have 21:2 or not?
No.
No, okay. All right. Okay, 21:18. Let's read together. Begin. And the building work of its wall was jasper, and the city was pure gold, like clear glass. This is talking about Jerusalem now, New Jerusalem, okay? Now it tells us building work of its wall was like jasper. The wall signifies expression of the city. We are the expression of the New Jerusalem. Hallelujah. Listen. We together as the body of Christ, as a church, now we are becoming the kingdom of God. We are becoming the New Jerusalem. All this can happen in Christ Jesus. Oh, praise the Lord. Do you see the value of our Lord Jesus Christ? Oh, Lord, we need your vision, Lord Jesus, of the New Jerusalem. Listen, let me end with this. We are living in the time where? Okay, here, six elements. Six elements. Word, tabernacle,
lamb,
dove, stone, and the house of God, right?
Amen.
Okay, where are we now? Where are we? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Where are we? What number? What number are we?
Stone.
Huh?
Stone.
We are where? Dove. In number 4. We are in number 4 and number 5.
Amen.
Together. Okay? Number 4 was the resurrection day. That's where the church began, right?
Yeah.
So we are on the number 4 and 5 now, right?
Yeah.
Stone. Building of the church now, right? So we are very close now to the New Jerusalem. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Time is running. Time is running. The clock is going, right? Jesus Christ is coming back. He will come back. Are you ready? Now,
Amen.
Listen. The age of the church is about to finish. Let me say this now. The age of the church is about to finish. Okay? The age of the new millennium. Age of the new millennium is about to come. And there, God wants to gather. God wants to gain a group of His group of people who represent Him and who is His expression. God wants to gain a group of people. That is His bride. So I wanna declare today, okay? God is looking and searching who will stand as the bride to be ready, to be raptured, and to join the wedding feast of our Lord Jesus Christ. 7 years, right? Amen. And that will lead to millennium, 1,000 years of reigning. And then after 1,000 reigning years, there will be white throne judgment. And then New Jerusalem,
Amen.
New heavens and new earth.
Amen.
We are at that brink of this all wonderful millennium is coming. Are you ready?
Yep.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Enjoy Jesus.
Hallelujah.
See the value of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Yes.
Then your life will be changed.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Okay, I'm done with this now. Is anybody here who would like to come and prophesy what you have heard and what you want?